This is the podcast for the reading skills page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. In academic context, you will have much to read, from thick textbooks to academic journal articles. Although this can seem overwhelming at first, you can learn to cope by using various reading skills as well as trying to increase reading speed. So let's look at some of the reading skills you will need. Often the most effective strategy for increasing reading speed is to avoid reading every word. If you just want to know whether a text is worth reading in more detail, you can survey the text by reading about the author, looking at the title, introduction, and so on. If all you want to know are the main ideas, then you can skim the text, focusing on the introduction, first sentences of paragraphs, etc. Finally, if you want to find specific information, you can scan or search the text for keywords or phrases. Another important skill to employ is to establish a purpose before reading. Knowing why you are reading will determine how you should read, for example, skim, scan, or careful reading, as well as which parts of the text may be useful, because perhaps you don't need to read all of it. A final skill which will be important to increase reading speed is guessing unknown words in the text. If you stop to look up every word you don't know, you will waste a lot of time. Each of these skills is considered in more detail in other podcasts. So let's talk a little more about reading speed. You can't skim, scan, or survey everything. You'll still need to read text closely for detailed understanding, often in conjunction with note-taking. The average reading speed is around 250 words per minute, and the average reader reads each word individually. It is, however, possible to recognise 4 or 5 words at a time, and the key to increasing reading speed is to take in more than one individual word when you read. A simple way to do this initially is to divide the page vertically into 3 or 4 sections, either by folding it or drawing lines, and to look only at the middle of each section. As this habit becomes more natural, you will not need to fold the page or draw lines. You may even be able to reduce the number of sections to 2 per page. That's the end of the podcast. For more information, visit the eapfoundation.com website.